On Fridays, we focus on your money. Today, how much of it the government gets to take. Democrats in Congress say one of their top priorities will be curbing the reach of a tax called the AMT. The alternative minimum tax originated in 1969 and was designed to ensure that very wealthy people paid at least some income tax. But because the tax is not adjusted for inflation, it's zapping more Americans. If a temporary fix is allowed to expire next year, 23 million taxpayers could be affected, many of them solidly in the middle class. David Larson is a chemical engineer from Topsfield, Massachusetts. He's paid the alternative minimum tax for 5 years.
I was shocked. I assumed it never applied to my situation. I would consider myself upper middle income, certainly not wealthy, and I don't use any tax shelters to avoid paying taxes.
And how much more has your tax been under the AMT than under the regular income tax?
Okay, the first year was $1,700, and that's in 2001, and it's been progressively increasing to approximately $3,000 now each year.
In fact, that's the average amount people pay under the AMT above what they would owe under the regular tax system. The way it works is you pay whichever tax is higher. Larson won't say exactly how much he makes, but he says it's in the range of $150,000 a year. One of the reasons he was trapped by the AMT is that when you calculate what you owe under this parallel tax, you can't take many of the deductions you normally get, including the deduction for state and local taxes, property taxes, and dependent children. Kate Fries, a financial advisor at the family firm in Bethesda, Maryland, says more than half of her clients pay the unpopular tax.
Clients get very upset, and they want to know, how do we get rid of it? What is this? Why do I have to pay it? And, you know, what can be done? And unfortunately, there's really not a whole lot that can be done. Once you're in AMT, you have to, you know, if there's a calculation, you play by the rules, and that's what it is.
What level should people begin to expect that the AMT, the alternative minimum tax, is going to touch them?
I would say $150,000 right now in our 2006-2007 tax situation.
That's household income, right?
That's household income.
When you step back, though, and think about it, and you think about the big deficits that the country is facing right now, is it a simple statement to say this is not a fair tax, or is this simply another way to tax people who are doing quite well in our society?
I think people feel like it's a bait and switch, this really sneaky back tax that comes around. And I think that's what surprises clients more than anything. If they knew from the get-go this is the way it was going to be, they could deal with it better, I believe.
The AMT is also quietly eroding the Bush administration's big tax cuts, says Len Berman of the Tax Policy Center, a Washington, D.C. think tank. That's because as the regular tax rates decline, more people are snagged by the AMT's higher rates.
Actually, about a third of the tax cut that people might have thought they were going to get from the lower rates is taken back by the alternative minimum tax. So in some ways, the tax cuts were kind of a sham. I mean, very high-income people got the tax cuts that they were expecting because, ironically, relatively few of them are subject to the AMT, and very low-income people are not going to be subject to the AMT. But increasingly for the middle class, their tax system is going to be the AMT.
Berman expects the Congress will extend the temporary fix to the AMT and keep the number of taxpayers affected to around 3.5 million. But these extensions would cost the Treasury $500 billion over the next 10 years. If Congress does nothing, fully one-third of U.S. households making between $75,000 and $100,000 a year will have to pay the alternative minimum tax next year.